With me now is Chris Rose from NFL Network. Now, yeah, that's the part that has him here, but the part you really need to know is that Chris Rose is from Cleveland, from Shaker Heights. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Vic. Section 37, row 2, seat 1 in the old stadium.
I love it.
My family had season tickets for 50 years, and until they left. Still a diehard Browns fan, even though I've lived in L.A. the last 13 and a half years.
Right.
Both my kids, born in Los Angeles, root for the Browns, the Indians, the Cavs. So I have poisoned them from birth. So I'm doing my job out there on the West Coast.
The host of NFL Game Day Final on Sundays and NFL Total Access throughout the week. And, Chris, what do you find, like, those Browns backers places? Is there a favorite hangout, bar, restaurant?
Well, you know, this year I just joined NFL Network this year.
Yeah.
So, fortunately, I just got to watch it down at
just
work.
Just because of work.
But in years past, I would just watch it at home on the DirecTV package. It's real simple. You know, that's what's made it so easy to make your kids whatever fans.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And my older one has been to one Browns game. That was the exciting one-point win over the Carolina Panthers a few years ago. My 7-year-old has not been to a Browns game yet. We're working on that, however.
Okay.
So, but, and I'm on an email chain with my two brothers and about 50 other diehard Cleveland sports cronies who all we do is go back and forth complaining or cheering or whatever we need to do on a given week.
Hopefully less complaining
yes,
going
hopefully.
Forward with the turnover that's happened now. New head coach Rob Chudzinski and, of course, North Turner, the new offensive coordinator. Ray Horton, new defensive coordinator. New owner, new. How excited are you about all that?
Well, I'm excited. I was never certain about Pat Shurmur, and I hate to throw darts at a guy who's walking out the door. But I feel like, just as an NFL fan, if you don't have a Super Bowl-winning quarterback or the right head coach in place, you're spinning your wheels. And I still obviously am skeptical about Whedon, but it's been 1 year. I need to see more.
Okay.
And with the head coach, I didn't feel like he was the right guy. I hope Rob Chudzinski is. I like his coordinator hires. I'm worried about the move to the 3-4, like a lot of fans. But you know what? It's okay. I'm still behind it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see us fail. I've done enough of that in my life.
Okay. Let's talk about this game, the Super Bowl, coming up. And, of course, you'll be part of the broadcast NFL Network's 10.5 hours of pregame coverage.
Which I don't think is enough, Vic.
I think we need more than that.
I think we're going midnight madness. I'm starting the campaign right now that we just treat it like college basketball. And at 12:01 a.m. on Sunday, we're on the air. Let's go for it. I won't take that shift, but I think we ought to be on as a network.
Lots of coffee or power drinks, or what are you doing?
Well, really, we're in New Orleans, so let your imagination run wild.
So, as a game, and let's even take it to this extent, as a Browns fan, as someone who certainly has rooted against the Ravens a fair share of time here, it's you got to be conflicted with them in the game, and you know you're going to stand up there and talk about this game and these two opponents. But part of you hates the Ravens. I know it.
No question. But you know what? Personally, I've kind of moved on from that.
Have you?
Because I think it's so unhealthy, and I'm sure people are listening to this saying, "What in the world is he saying?" If he still lived here, he wouldn't feel that way. And maybe it'd be a little different. But we have a team. I can't look at it and say, gosh, what if? Yeah. What if Ozzie Newsome had become our GM?
Right.
What if we had made Jonathan Ogden and Ray Lewis our picks? Because there are people that are doing that. I can't let myself go there. I'll drive myself nuts. It's hard enough being a Cleveland sports fan.
Sure.
I always explain to people, because they're like, where are you from? Cleveland? Oh, boy, that's tough. I always explain that we're
nine. You get that every time?
Every time. Every time. Doesn't matter what sport I'm talking about either. We are 90% scar tissue. Cleveland sports fans, we have just been ripped apart and sewn back up and all that sort of stuff.
But you're hardened by all that, too.
You are. And right, I just had this discussion with one of my brothers who was over this past weekend. We were talking about the Indians' 97 World Series, and we were talking the morning of Game 7. And we said, well, what are we going to do if we win? We'd never experienced a victory before, world champion. What are we going to do? Unfortunately, we didn't have to deal with that problem. But I still don't know. I don't know, and I'm just praying it happens at some point.
Chris Rose from NFL Network joining us. He's been a part of NFL Network since 2012. He's born in Shaker, and he is a diehard Browns fan. You host NFL Game Day on Sundays and then Total Access throughout the week. And you'll, again, be part of this coverage, which when you look at all the names involved, all the people, the roster, this big roster, how do you guys do this? Are you divvying it up with, okay, they take these particular storylines? There's also got to be a lot of crisscrossing because...
Well, there is. I mean, there's only so many storylines. As interesting as the game is, et cetera. You know, the thing is that we have a lot of different perspectives. It's the great thing about this sport. And I always use this argument when players or coaches and or anybody else who says, well, what do you know? You never played the game. And I say, okay, you two analysts sit next to each other. You don't see it the same way, do you? Now, granted, they have more experience. They've been there. They understand the game technically a lot better. But everybody has an opinion. I mean, just because you didn't run a restaurant doesn't mean you can't tell whether there's a bad meal.
Hey, I always, my line in, as a writer has been, you don't have to die to write a great obituary.
There you go. Great point. Great point. So, but it's always fun. We're fortunate enough to have a lot of not only Hall of Famers and mm-hmm. Deion Sanders and Michael Irvin and Marshall Faulk and hopefully Warren Sapp this weekend.
Right.
But we also have a lot of guys that have just won championships, period. I mean, sure. Willie McGinnis, who was a former Brown as well. Sean O'Hara. These guys, you know, they add perspective. Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
And a future Hall of Fame running back in LaDainian Tomlinson. So they see such different things from where they were on the field. It's really helpful as well.
You brought up Hall of Famers, the ones that are part of that group and maybe could be added. As you mentioned, Warren Sapp, one of the guys under consideration. You know who else is under consideration for the
sure
Hall
do.
Of Fame? So you brought up that whole grudge thing with the Ravens and how some people are very having a tough time with that and had a tough time when they won their Super Bowl. Art Modell is going to be, his name is going to be in that room on Saturday morning when the Hall of Fame panel gathers. Your thoughts?
Well, if I had to be sworn in right now, full disclosure, my first job was given to me by Art Modell. Okay, in the late 80s, I was a ball boy for the Browns. My dad, who passed away a month after Art did, was good friends with Art. And we were hurt as a family in 95. I was on my first television job in Reno, Nevada when the announcement was made. And I remember calling my parents and I was swearing up a storm and I was angry. I was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was pissed. And my dad, this is a good friend of his, turning his back on the city that my dad has only known. My dad
right.
was born.
Born. Raised his,
and died
as
in Cleveland.
As a Clevelander.
So it hit us a little bit differently than I think most families even. But as I just told you that I've tried to mentally move on, I think you have to separate yourself. And people say, well, he was such a terrible businessman. They're not discussing whether or not he had to go to a bank to get Andre Rison's signing bonus.
Right.
This isn't a vote about whether or not you were a good businessman. What did you do for this league? Did he close the deals with the TV people in the 60s? No, that was Pete Rozelle's job. Did he pave the way? You better believe it. Should he have sold to keep the team in Cleveland? Probably. But our egos get in the way sometimes. Mm. Al Davis is in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
He changed cities like most people change T-shirts.
Right.
And I just think that if you can take a step back, and it's hard for us as Clevelanders to do, and it's still hard for me sometimes to do it, if you just do that for a second, you might be able to see, and there's one other point, which my oldest brother Bob brought to my attention, and it's great. Before the Rooney Rule, who hired the first African-American executive that eventually became the first African-American general manager?
Right. Right.
Art Modell. He didn't need a rule in place to see that.
No.
Did he?
No, and he paved the way for Ozzie, who has paved the way for others.
Right, and so I think that's really important stuff to keep in mind. With that being said, I don't think he'll get in this weekend. I think he'll gain some traction because of his passing. Mm. There might be a few sympathy votes.
And because the Ravens are in the game.
And yes, but there's only five spots yeah. for modern era people, and they're such a tough list. I don't think he makes it.
You know, Bill Parcells, Eddie DeBartolo.
I don't think any of those guys will make it.
Maybe they won't either, but it is going to be a tough one. All right, last thing, the game. What are we seeing as an outcome? What are you expecting?
I've got 28-24 Niners.
Okay.
I think it's tough to defend that pistol offense. Everything I'm talking about. I mean, Colin Kaepernick in 1 week goes for 181 yards on the ground against Green Bay. Okay. The next week, you know how many times he carried it? Twice.
Twice.
But it was the threat. And the first 15 minutes were an abomination against Atlanta. The last 45, they were flowing pretty good. So I believe in them. I believe in him. So it'll be a fun game, though, I think.
Chris, very fun to have you on, and hope to have you back again soon.
Vic, don't be a stranger. Listen, it's my hometown. I love it dearly. I stand up for it as much as I can. And
fantastic.
I'm just still waiting for that day. Give me that day. I just want one of these where I'm not covering it but rooting for it.
You got a lot of company there. Chris Rose from NFL Network, and he is a Cleveland native, joining this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Super Bowl 47 Radio Row in New Orleans. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.